Paranoia. So I looked this word up on Google because by the way, I have plenty of this. I'm sure we all have plenty of this, but I looked it up on Google and it has two definitions, both of which are for nouns. And it says, one, an unjustified suspicion or mistrust of other people or their actions, which I'm sure we can all relate to, right? We can all relate to that, I'm sure. And then there is the second definition, which is the unwanted or delusional belief that one is being persecuted, harassed, or betrayed by others, occurring as part of a mental health condition. Now, I would argue that we all have this in one way or another, right? I would argue that personally, but I don't know. I guess it's up to you to figure out what that is. Anyway, bye-bye intro. So you guys are listening to Random Radio. I'm David Bolander. We've already jumped into it, so in case you can't tell, we're talking about paranoia today. So paranoia. I don't know. I guess I felt like talking about this because I don't know. I've been struggling with paranoia a lot more lately. I'm not totally sure why, but I have this weird feeling that something's about to jump out of every corner and just say, or and just yell at me, or and just, you know, try to hurt me or something. I have no idea why. It's not even like I'm going through a stressful, well, I mean, this last week I did get a whole lot of homework and I was gone for like the Friday before, so, you know, not super fun, but, you know. And we're going on to a 4-day weekend, or this is currently our 4-day weekend, this weekend that I'm posting this and recording this. And yeah. But anyway, I've been having lots of paranoia lately, so I just felt like talking about it. Okay. Now, as a note, I would not wish paranoia on my biggest enemy. I don't care who it is, pick somebody. I would not wish paranoia on anybody because it is terrible. I hate it. I hate it with every fiber of my being, I swear. But, you know, so paranoia, in my experience, has been just like, you know that nothing's there, right? You know that there's nothing in the dark. There's just something in your brain telling you to be scared of the dark for some reason, right? There's something in your brain that's telling you that, and you have no idea what it is. It's crazy, but you know, it's as it said in the definition, it is completely unjustified and irrational. In the vast majority of cases, I will say there have been a few situations, not in my life, but in other people's lives, where it has actually been relevant and good to know, right? But paranoia, you know, paranoia, the biggest curse of all mankind, I swear. You know, just the thought that, like, and it doesn't even just apply to like being scared of the dark. It also applies to like, when I used to walk home from school, I think it actually started back in like, 6th grade, maybe 7th grade, where I would get so, not necessarily scared, but I would be wary of the people around me when I was walking home from school, right? Because, you know, you get off the bus with a whole bunch of other people and they, you know, and they just walk with you. And so I was walking home from school, and this didn't just happen one day. It slowly built up over time, where eventually it got to the point where I was like, okay, who here is going to bring a knife to my house, right? That's what it felt like, and it's terrifying, believe me. Like, it is just such an overwhelming thing. Like, and I've talked about depression on the podcast before, but you know, this I'd argue that it's in a similar vein to depression, just because like it's so intrusive for one, and for two, it's so overwhelming, right? You just have an overwhelming fear of whatever there is, or whatever you're scared of, whatever paranoia is pushing you to be scared of. You know, that's just how it is. It's really weird. And I honestly do hate it. But you know, what can we all do about it? What can any of us do about it? I don't know. You know, good old paranoia. We all love it. By the way, if you have paranoia, please say so in the comments. I would love to know that I'm not the only one that has like paranoia about stuff like this. And I mean, like, when I have it, usually I can push through it, but there have been a couple times, especially when I'm like sick and I have it and I'm having paranoia, then it's It's almost like a paranoia attack, right? Like you hear about like anxiety attacks and stuff, where it's like it makes you feel like you can't breathe. Well, for me, then it raises my heart rate, it makes me feel adrenaline, and it just generally makes me feel scared, like genuine fear of whatever there is hiding in the room that has the door closed, right? And the fact that I wouldn't be able to, and like it makes you think like, man, if I peeked into that room, I swear I would find something that shouldn't be there, whether that be a monster, a person, something. It's so weird. It's such a strange thing. And that's honestly, I think that that's part of the reason why people don't talk about it is because everybody knows that makes no sense. And so we just don't talk about it. Sometimes we talk about it on occasion, but like we hardly ever talk about it just because it's like, well, I don't even know what's happening and why it's happening. I just know that I'm scared of this one thing for no reason. And I would argue that that's partially paranoia, right? And that also has to do, like, if you have a fear of snakes, whenever you see a snake, you're going to immediately think, I am scared of it, right? Or your brain is going to tell you, oh, you're scared of this thing, right? Even if you only had one minor incident with a snake, even so, then that could still lead to something later down the line that's like, I am scared to death of snakes, right? And so whenever you see one, you feel like bolting immediately, right? And that's just, I don't know. I think that those two things are linked. And at this point, as you probably know, I haven't scripted an episode since like episode 5 or 5 to 7 or something. And then I think I did an outline for episode 9 or 14. But since then, I haven't written a single script. So all of this is unscripted. All of this is coming off the top of my head because I thought, hey, I have paranoia and I want to talk about it. So let's talk about it. But yeah, that's anyway, back to paranoia. Paranoia, as I said, I would not wish this on my worst enemy. That's how bad it is. It is like one of the worst things you will ever come across, in my opinion. Like, if you ever have it, I feel so bad for you, right? Just because there's hardly anything you can do about it. It's not like it's a natural fear where you can just look it in the eye and say, I'm not scared of you, and then suddenly you're not scared of it, like you can with regular fears, right? You can't do that. With paranoia, it's around every corner, right? And so you look into the like say that it's in your closet, right? That's looking at you, right? So you open your closet, right? Because you're like, okay, I'm gonna face this thing. You open your closet, nothing's there, and then immediately your brain thinks, oh, it must have ran, or it's somewhere else in the room, right? Maybe it's even right behind you and you just didn't notice it, right? Maybe it crawled along the ceiling. Maybe it got through the vents, right? You never know. And so, like, you can't face paranoia. It's such a pain. And the only way that I found to deal with it is one, medication, and two, just pushing through it, no matter how bad it is, which honestly, it's easier said than done to do that. Like, I mean, I have some days where I can't leave my room or where I can't, like, go down the hallway past, like, because my room is downstairs at the end of a hallway, and so I have to go down that hallway to go upstairs. And if I want to go upstairs, and I then usually it's dark, and even if I do turn on a light, then I still get paranoid every once in a while. But I mean, like, on a regular basis, it happens to me maybe twice a month, 3 times a month, and then I get minor bits of paranoia like every day. Like, is somebody following me home? Is somebody just gonna randomly knock on the door? Like, it's stuff like that that just happens randomly. It's so weird. But I don't know. It's paranoia is such a pain to deal with. And I would, as I said, I would love to hear if you guys have a similar experience with paranoia or with something similar, right? And I mean, like, sorry, Dad, to call you out on this, but I do this too, believe me. I do this too, where I have to check like my closet under my bed. I have to check my windows, my door, make sure everything is secure, right? Just before I can even get to sleep. Because like I've been getting better at it, and I've been more like, okay, I only have to check my closet tonight because I know that there's nothing under my bed. I know that the windows have been locked for who knows how long, and I never open my windows. And that's just what I do. But I don't even know how to describe it. I've already described it. But like me and my dad both have this, and I don't blame you, Dad, for giving me this. I'm pretty sure I would have developed it my own on in my own way in some way. But yeah, as I said, we kind of just have to check every entrance and just say, okay, is our house secure? Right? It's such a weird feeling to be like, oh my gosh, I feel like somebody is going to burst through the door with a gun. And it's just like, oh, it's so, I hate it so much. But, and it's probably kept us safe multiple times, and we just don't know. And we hardly ever think about it now because, that's just part of our routine now. And if we don't do it, if we stray from that routine even the slightest little bit, we get so much paranoia. It's kind of nerve-wracking. And like at this point, then it's kind of lost in value to me, which is why I've been able to kick through some of those things, or like how I've been able to only check my closet and not everything. But paranoia, such a pain. We're all I almost feel like we're all dealing with it in one way or another, but I've been dealing with it all the time lately. But yeah, let me know in the comments or poll or post or whatever. Have you guys experienced paranoia for one, and for two, have you experienced it recently? Right, and just tell me about it, I guess. I don't know. In case you can't tell, I am tired, and it is like 10:20 at night, and you know how I get when it's tired, or when I'm tired. I start my brain starts to scramble and I go on tangents. But anyway, just know it's late Sunday night, and I plan to get to bed and post it in the morning. So, that's how that'll go. And then another thing, I'm actually using a new sound system right now. Well, new. I got it for Christmas, I think Christmas, or was it my birthday? I can't even remember, like a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. And or no, it would have been like a year and a half ago. But anyway, I got it as a gift for a holiday. I can't even remember which one. But I got it, and I have been working through it with bugs, and I think I've talked about it before on the podcast, but I finally got it working properly, right? I finally got it working properly just now. And so, yeah, just little tidbits of information. Expect a video in 2 weeks, which I don't even know what day that'll be on, but I'll see you then. So you guys have been listening to Random Radio, and that is me, David Bolander, signing off for today.